What are the advantages or disadvantages of breaking up a 50-minute lecture into, say, 5-10-minute chunks for recording? Well, first of all, I think it depends on your goals, what you're trying to achieve in the lecture, and it will vary very much from subject discipline to subject discipline. But the 50 minutes, or maybe an hour and a half, whatever your lecture times are more driven by the availability of classrooms and the need to meet the Carnegie three credit model of 3 lectures a week for 13 weeks for a 3-credit course. So it's a fairly artificial thing, because one of the things about online learning is you don't have a classroom, so you're not actually limited to the availability of the classroom. So you can be more flexible in the length of your lecturing. And the advantage of having shorter lectures is that students suffer from cognitive overload once you have more than, say, 10 or 15 minutes of continuous lecturing. It's hard to keep attention, they can't remember things. Whereas you break it up, you can give them activities, they can do some work, you can reinforce each of those 10-minute chunks, and so students are likely to learn better if you do it that way. It's not really a significant design change, though. You're still transmitting the information, the students are still having to memorize or understand it. But it might, what you're doing is increasing the efficiency. In terms of the second question, what are the advantages and disadvantages of reducing online lecture time and increasing the time that students spend asynchronously online? So again, instead of having maybe 39 one-hour lectures or 39 hours of lecturing, reduce your lecture time and allow and give students asynchronous online work to do that reinforces what you presented in the lecture. That allows for more mastery by the students, avoids cognitive overload, and you can give activities and feedback for students. So that leads to the third question. Can you think of a simple alternative to using video lectures for putting your courses online? Well, why not get the students to do the work? I mean, you do the work in preparing a lecture, you do the research, you put the argument together. You're doing all the work and the students are trying to keep up with you. The alternative is to flip it on its head and get students to do the work. So you set a weekly topic, you provide online resources such as readings, or even ask them to search for so resources depending on whether it's a first or a third year course. Organize the students into groups to work online in a group. That has 2 or 3 advantages. It enables them to cover more ground if 3 people or 4 people are working on it than one, and also gives you fewer assignments to review. You set a deadline, they have to get it done by the end of the week, or maybe earlier than the end of the week, and then you provide feedback on the responses generally, not necessarily specific to each presentation, and maybe you offer a master answer and they can compare their answers with the one that you would have made. But basically you're getting the students to work online, and that takes some pressure off you in terms of preparing a detailed lecture, but you could provide a model answer, for instance, that would be like a lecture but recorded, and they get it after they've done the work.